We've been discussing the sugya of Yirat Shamayim. I'm sure we're all, myself included, being nischazik, and something that unfortunately is part of the ABCs of Yiddishkeit, but we don't talk about it enough. And we ended off last week with Yirat Shamayim being an area unlike any other area. Every other area, we always teach you to be confident. Right? You get up in front of a crowd, it's a little scary in front of everybody over here, but my parents taught me, you gotta do this, you gotta believe in yourself. And confidence is the way to go in all areas in life. You have to evaluate, can I do this? I believe I can, I have the talent, I'm going, I'm doing it. And people who have confidence go places in life. Because a lot of times these insecurities that are not necessary slow people down, they don't try, they don't jump in. But there's one area where confidence can ruin you. And that is the area of Yirat Shamayim. In the area of Yirat Shamayim, part of fearing Hashem is fearing yourself. Fearing parts of you, whether you want to call it the monster within, or the frailness, the fragility that you have, the inability to succeed. That's part of Yirat Shamayim. As it says in the Mishnah, in Avis, Perek Beis, Hillel Omer, Al Tamin Ba'atzmacha Ad Yoy Maischa. There's one sugya you should have no emuna. No emuna. No emuna books on this one, right? There's no Garden of Emuna for believing in yourself in this. Al Tamin Ba'atzmacha Ad Yoy Maischa. You should not believe in yourself until the very end. And we pointed out that the Yushalmi and Shabbos, one of the Tanaim, had a different girsa. Al Tamin Ba'atzmacha Ad Yoy Maischa Nusecha. Until your older years. And he thought he was done. He was a Zeta. He was free. And a Ruach came in the form of an Isha and caused him to be Nichshel and then revealed herself that it's okay, I'm just a Ruach. But just know, nobody's safe. Even you, you're a Zeta. Like the Meshech Chachma said, B'nei V'necha, you already have children of children. You're not safe. And in this area, there's a godless in not believing in yourself. And often people pride themselves in, I can handle it. And that's true. But in this area, the I can handle it is itself something a person should stay away from. Such a person who says, I can handle this Nisayan. I can handle being in front of this. It won't affect me. I won't do the wrong thing. That's not the way we're made up. That's not our makeup. So I'd like to b'siyata d'shmaya go further into this sugya. Based off of a Gemara that we had, we discussed already, try to be Mark of the Union. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara in Brachas on Chavches. His Talmidim asked, Barchenu, give us a bracha. Amar lahem yihi rotzen shetei moire shamayim aleichem kemoire basavidam. You should fear Hashem like you fear people. So they thought they got gypped. Here it is. The end of the Rebbe's life. Amru lo talmidav ad kan. We all have that. Come on. Amru lahem belevai. Halavai. Teidu kisha adam oivar avera amr shalo yireni adam. Whenever someone does an avera, they go like this. And then they do it. Right? That means people are really scared of people. Wow. We're so scared of people. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a person should fear Hashem like people. If that's so, then where's the most dangerous place that you could ever be? The most dangerous place that you could ever be is where there's no people. Where there's no people, you're in trouble. Because if nobody's around, then you have to be a very big man to be afraid of anything. And l'maisa, we have a tefillah that we say in the morning. It's actually a bracha, and unfortunately, whenever I mention this bracha, or fortunately now, people come up to me and go, where's that bracha? I didn't hear about that bracha. There's a bracha in Birchas HaShachar, which maybe we didn't say in kindergarten, but we have to update. The bracha of Mekadesh is Shimcha Barabim. It starts, L'oilam ye'odam yirishamayim b'seser uvagali. A person should have yirishamayim in hidden places and in open places. And Rov Rishonim don't have the girsa of Gully. According to Rov Rishonim, the bracha goes like this: Lo oilam ye adam yirei shamayim b'seiser. A person should have hidden yirei shamayim. And then the bracha ends: Baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Hashimcha barabim. We should be mekadesh Hashem barabim. Sounds like a little bit of a contradiction. You start at the beginning saying Hashem yirei shamayim b'seiser in hidden places, and then you say you want to be there should be a kiddush Hashem barabim. How does that happen? So the Tana Dvei Eliyahu says this bracha was niskan at a time when Klal Yisrael was not able to say Shema publicly. So they were only able to say it in private places. And this bracha was a way to disguise Kriya Shema. And there were people who were Yirei Shemayim B'Seser. They quietly were saying Shema, but they longed for the day of Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim, that they could be able to be Mekadesh Hashem out loud. But Chazal weren't just misaking this bracha for that generation, because we say it. And we can say Shema wherever we want. A person on the way to shul, he's worried about missing Magen Avram, he can say Shema in the middle of the street. Baruch Hashem, we're free in any country, for the most part. And I shouldn't say any country, but in the free world, any country, he can do it. Lo'olam ye adam yir shemayim b'seiser, says the Rishonim, is something different. Something more real for us. I want to be somebody who can fear Hashem when I'm alone. I want to be somebody who's real. And the next words are, V'doiver emes bilvavo. And I want to be true in my heart. Because these two things go together. If I want to be real when I'm alone, then I want what I say to be something that I really feel. I don't want to be a two-faced person. And it's scary, and it's hard to be a Yirei Shamayim B'Seiser in a quiet place when I'm alone. But if somebody has that, you know it's real. You know it's real, because like Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai says, there's nobody in the room, but it's real. It's like somebody's in the room. And whenever somebody has Yirei Shamayim, you see they're more real. If they're not practicing what they preach, so then you see they're a faker. But sometimes it seems so real. Rav Elchanan Wasserman said, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, about the Chafetz Chaim. He said, when we heard the Chafetz Chaim speak about Gehenna, we felt the fire. And when we heard him speak about Gan Eden, we felt the Tanugim El Yoinim of Gan Eden. Because the Chafetz Chaim wasn't just saying, he was a Doiver Emes Bilvavai. He was speaking about things that he was living, he was experiencing. And I was thinking that perhaps this is pshat in a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Vav, Amar Rabbi Chelboy Amar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yira Shamayim, a person who has Yira Shamayim, Dvarav Nishmayim, people listen to him. Interesting, right? This is good for those books about winning friends and all those different things, influencing people. Here's a new one, Yira Shamayim. You want people to listen to you? If you have Yira Shamayim, people listen to you. Brings a pasuk, Soif Davar Hakol Nishma. When everything's heard, Es Elokim Yira, Kizek Kol Adam. Why do people listen to someone who has Yira Shamayim? I think the pshat is, B'siyata Dishmaya. When a person says something, you can sense whether they're living it or not. And if they're not, you roll your eyes, come on, in one ear, out the other. He doesn't mean what he's saying, and therefore it doesn't mean anything to us. If we hear something that someone's not living, then it's minas safa v'lechutz. There's no dover emes bilvavo. There's no inner world of that person. Rachmana litzlan. He's talking and talking, but he's not experiencing the primius of the thing. He's preaching to the crowds, but if you were to go into his inner most sanctum there, you'd see when nobody's there, he's not afraid. So therefore, it doesn't mean anything. But the person with Yirei Shamayim, everything he says, you can feel the metzias. It's not just words, you could hold them. You feel the reality of the Yirei Shamayim in front of you. And this is a very scary thing, to be alone. Being alone is not simple. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. Because when a person's alone, they're really left with their own set of values. And there was somebody who became a hero for this. A hero for being alone. In Bereishis, in Parshas Vayechi, it talks about the bracha of Yosef. It says, Vateshev be'etan kashtoi. His bow was positioned firmly. Says the Targum Unkelis. Now I'm reading the Targum. This is the official translation of how to understand this pasuk. This is not a drush. This is simply the pshat according to the Targum Unkelis. Vatavas b'hoim nivyoisa. Yosef got prophecy. Why? Al dikayim oiraisa b'sisra. He kept Torah in closed quarters. Whoa. That's fascinating. What does that mean? Yosef was the person who kept Torah in closed quarters. What does that mean? Yosef's whole metzias in Mitzrayim was one where nobody was watching him. Of course, the pinnacle of his career was the Nisayon with Eshes Potiphar, where no one was around Bichlal. But he was someone who was so there. He was Mekayim Torah B'Seser, because he believed in it. It was his value system. He wasn't trying to impress anyone. He wasn't afraid of anybody. And that's how he was Mekade Shem Shemayim. And the Rambam says something fascinating, which is not famous enough. We have to make this famous. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah talks about a Kiddush Hashem, right? We're not talking about the Kiddush Hashem they tell you on the, when you get on a school bus and you go to the Intrepid or to some museum, say, make a Kiddush Hashem. That's very nice, but that's not the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush Hashem as is nimna in Sefer HaMitzvos and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Very important thing to do. And it is a form of a Kiddush Hashem. But the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in the Rambam is when a person is faced with that decision to die, al pi kiddush Hashem, for the three averes chamuras, gilui arayah, shvichas dam, avodah zarah, or the fourth, chilul Hashem, and they choose b'rei olam's team over their own life. That's a kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam discusses this b'arichas in Perikei. But here's a part that's not so well known. The Rambam then talks about a different kiddush Hashem. A kiddush Hashem that's not in front of people, not in front of 10 people, not in front of 3 people, but in front of nobody. V'chein, kol ha-poyresh me'aveira, in halacha yud, someone who removes himself from aveira, o asa mitzvah, or he does a mitzvah, lo mipnei davar ba'olam, not for any type of external reason, lo pachad, not out of trepidation, v'lo miyira, not out of fear, v'lo levakish kavod, and not to gain status, elo mipnei ha-boyre baruch hu, just because there's a boyre olam. Kiminias Yosef Hatzarik Atzmoy Me'eshes Rabbi. The Rambam brings the example, like Yosef, who stayed away from Eshes Potifar. Harezeh Mekadeshes Hashem. He's Mekadeshim Shemayim. What does that mean? There are two types of Kiddush Hashem. There's one Kiddush Hashem where I go in front of everybody and I announce, Hashem Hu HaElokim. Right? In front of everybody. And then there's a Kiddush Hashem to say, that you know what? When there's nobody around, there's somebody around. I have no motivation over here. I have nothing to gain. I'm in the middle of Mitzrayim. My life's forgotten. My family rejected me. There are no consequences over here. No one's in the house. Yosef said, there is someone in the house. There's everyone in the house. Everyone's here. That's the greatest type of Kiddush Hashem. It's called the Yirei Shamayim B'Seser. The people who are true to Borei Olam when there's nothing else. When it's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Giloy that Hashem's here. That's the Kiddush Hashem. You might have thought Hashem's not here. I'm going to show the world that Hashem's here because the world will never know what I'm doing in here. The world will never know. I'm not afraid of anybody in the world and therefore I brought Hashem into my private quarters. That's what the Rambam's saying is also a form of Kiddush Hashem. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was able to be alone, and you know what? He had no choice. In fact, Yosef HaTzadik really needed outside help. As we know that Chazal tell us that Yosef saw the Dmus Diyukno of Aviv. He saw a picture of dad, his father, Yaakov Avinu, over there, which means Yosef himself was in tremendous danger of being alone, and there had to be something that would help him, something from the outside. But Yosef made it through the Yirei Shamayim B'Seser. But the definition of Yirei Shamayim for us is a fear of being alone. For us, we're not looking to be the heroes. If we're saying that the Yisoid of Yirei Shamayim is to know those dangers, it's to set up a situation that we're not alone. That is real Yirei Shamayim. And according to the Gemara in Kedushin, on Daf Pei and Daf Pei Aleph, it says something here that I wouldn't be able to say if it's not a Chazal. But the Gemara says over here something, and we have to explain it. The sugya is the sugya of Yichud. The sugya of Yichud, of not being alone. Of not being alone, a man and a woman. A dinder abanan, a dinder araisa, it's a big sugya. The sugya of Yichud. Over here in this Gemara, about Yichud, says the Gemara, three fantastic stories, which I would never be able to say if they weren't in the Gemara. The Gemara starts, Rav Amram Chasida. Rav Amram Chasida, he was obviously a chassid, he was known for his tremendous piety. There was a group of Shavyusa, the Asi Lenaradai, a group of captives, women who were obviously not on the highest level of morality. They came to Naradai, Askinalebe Rav Amram Chasida, they were brought to his house, Ashkula Darga Mikamayu removed the ladder from the attic in order not to have anything to do with them. Some sort of light came out as one of them was passing by up in the attic. Rav Amram came and he took the ladder. 10 men could not have taken this ladder. And he took it. He brought it up and he went up half the way. And then at that point he realized he's in big, big trouble. Ifshich Ramakala, he screamed, Noira Bey Amram, there's a fire in Rav Amram's house! There's a fire in Rav Amram's house! He wanted the entire community to come and put out a fire. Can you imagine this? Well, everybody came running, especially the Gadol Hador. Came all of the Rabbanan, Asa Rabbanan, Amrulei Kisistinan. You made yourself so embarrassed in front of us. Look where you are, you're standing on this ladder, and now we're all here. Says Rav Amram, Amr Luhu, Mutav Tichsifu Be Amram Ba'al Mahadein. I'd rather be mortified and disgraced in this world. Velo Tichsifu Minei La'al Mada'asi. And not be disgraced in the next world. What's going on over here? And there's another Gemara. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was mitzloitzes ba'ovrei avera. He said, averas aren't so hard. We're way past that. We're in the advanced. We're not in the intermediates or beginners of Ovdei Hashem. We're in the advanced. Yom Echad Idmi Le'Satan Ki'isasa. A woman came in front of Rabbi Akiva. It was really a spirit. Bereish Tikla, and it was on a tree, and she climbed up the tree, and over there, he realized he couldn't be Omid, and the Ruach revealed itself and says, basically, I could have ate you for lunch. Just know that. And the same thing happened to Rabbi Meir with a rat going over a big, big, big river. What's going on over here? I think the pshat is the following. The Gemara is telling us you're learning Hilchas Yichud, so you want to be a big shot. You want to say you have confidence. If I was there, I could handle it. You're puzzled if you say such a thing. Rav Amram Chasida, you know what he did? He made an emergency situation. He said, I'm alone and everyone's going to come in here. He called the entire town in. He knew that I'm not going to make it out. I'm not making it out alive if I'm alone. I don't care if I'm mortified, but I need the entire base medrash in the house so that I should behave. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, the same thing. The Torah's hashkafa over here, and Dafka, when it's teaching you what Yichud is you can't succeed against the Yetzer Hara. It's not about being a good guy, because you're not a Malach Hashem, I'm not a Malach Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, and Rav Amram Chasida were Malachi Hashem. But guess what? They're in a world of challenges, where their Yetzer Hara's job is to get you to do things you never would have imagined you'd ever do. And therefore, the way to respond is to never be alone. Never be alone. If a person's not alone, then like Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, they're always going to be too nervous to stay out of to get into trouble because David's over there, and Shimon's over there, and Yossi's over there. My mother's over there. My father's over there. My shver is over there. My kids are over there. My wife is over there. And as long as I'm in a group, I'm protected. Rav Amram Chasida, Rabbi Nadai Amakula, can you imagine? He held he wouldn't have made it without making the base bedrash come into the room. He understands what the Yetzirah is. And so do Chazal. Chazal were misakin a din, according to many deraisa. We don't want to get into the halachic elements here. Very, very chamur, of yichud that's built on the understanding that this is how you succeed. This is how you're matzliach. And this is foreign to us. I remember a Rebbe of mine many years ago. He was upset. He heard that somebody was nichshal. I don't want to get into the details, but somebody was nichshal. A frum guy, he learns all day. He was nichshal. Somebody was entering his house, and he ended up destroying his whole family because of this. Some person comes in, a woman comes in, and he ends up destroying his whole family. And a Rebbe of mine many, many years ago was so bothered. Someone who learns Torah, somebody who's davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this. And he went to Rav Belsky Zatzal, who was in the camp with him. At that time, Rav Belsky was running the camp, and he said, I need an explanation. He says, what are you bothered by? He says, well, someone is learning. He says, what are you bothered by? In Apotropos Larayas, he was alone with a woman. What's the Shiloh Bechlau? There's no problem over here. It's such a misconception we have, Rabbi Isai. We don't understand the way to get away from the Yetzirah is to stay out of Nisyonos. And it's absolutely an impossibility to win if a person doesn't set up a situation like this. A certain Maisa Godless from our yeshiva this week, a bacher told me that he had set up a plane ticket to go one night early to a foreign country. And based on last week's shmooze, Baruch Hashem, he said, it doesn't make sense. It's not safe to be alone in a country by yourself for even one night. And he took the hard way, and he took a flight that was not desirable. That's called being a Yari Shamayim. That's godless. That's not a weakness. It's Pumfakert. The more you don't believe in yourself, the more you have Yari Shamayim, the more great you'll become. There's a story about a hockey player. I don't have such bakias in hockey players, but I have a lot of interesting people I speak to, so I get good information. And I verified this story before I said it. I give you all the svarim on the table, and even the Inyani Da'alma. I try to verify them before I say them. A famous hockey player, perhaps the most famous, because I know who he is, so I'm telling you he's the most famous. The most famous hockey player that ever lived. And his moral character was up for discussion. His moral character was up for discussion. And it became a big hawk in the media as to where he's holding. And he was known to be very loyal to his wife. Now, normally I wouldn't believe a guy, and I'm not saying I believe him over here, but there was something fascinating. Someone came to his defense and said, for sure, he's okay. Why? He says he had an interesting minhag. What was this hockey player's minhag? He says if there was a woman in the elevator, he would not go into the elevator alone with a woman. He says, now, I don't know, again, but that he got it. Kedushin. I'd call him up. Kedushin, daf pei and daf pei alef. He understands. And Gayim are supposed to also behave, Rabosai. This is not even begeter lo sechanim, because there's an iser of eshes ish by a guy too. They're supposed to figure out yichud too. If they have to get their act together, even in these areas. But that's the way to go. There were bachrim in our yeshiva who made a pact. They didn't tell me about it, but I saw they made a certain pact. And they were working on something that every bachur's dream is to resolve this particular issue. And they were successful. They were successful. Why? Because they made a pact that if anyone in the group messes up, everybody knows, that's one, and everybody puts money in the pot. That means they never were alone. I believe they were successful. Because they set up a situation where they were never by themselves. That's the metzias of Yerushalayim. That's a different madrega. And people are always talking about something that by me is so absurd. But I'm going to mention this because I hope that it will help somebody out there. You guys are younger. Maybe somebody out there will hear this. People tell me sometimes that being engaged, I know you're not engaged, but you know what? Let's start early. People tell me that engaged people, they have nisyonos. They have nisyonos. Sometimes they don't behave as they should. And I understand to a person, two people who are very attached to each other, who are ready to get married, right? So people call me and they ask me for gedarim, and I've seen a lot of things in my short professional career. I've seen a lot of interesting things, too many things. I think I want to retire already. I'm done. But they asked me for gedarim. And you know, I'm not one of these people who's good at this. You know, call every third Thursday and then see her on a Motzei Shabbos. I don't know how to do these things. I don't know where the book is that gives these things out. I don't know, and I respect whoever does this, Ad Ein Shir, because somebody's got to make these rules. But I tell them, I know one rule. There's an Isser called Yichud. There's an Isser of being alone. I guarantee you, if you do not have Yichud with this person, you will not have a problem. It's not my Chiddush. It's a Mishnah. And it's true. Shaitim Shiba'ilam. They want Gedarim. They don't want anything. They want to be in situations. A bacher told me about a situation that he was in, and then he extracted himself from it. I told him, it's a nace that you're alive today. And you have no ability to thank yourself for making it out, because you should never have gone into such a place. What are you doing over there? Make a rule for yourself never to enter. Never to go near. It's a nace to make it out of somewhere like that alive. That's Yerushamayim. That's the metzias of knowing how to succeed in Yadas. And this Yisoid of Yichud, it goes even further. If it wasn't enough, what it says in the Gemara in Kedushin, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah, on Daf Nun Beis, Abaye was there, and he shamalahu gavar de gamarli istisa naktiv nezel borcha. Abaye saw a man and a woman say, let's go on a stroll. Okay. So, Amar Izal Afreshinim Yisur. Abaye says, I know what these strolls are. I'm going to follow them and save their lives. So he goes, Azul Basrayu Tlasa Parsi Ba'agma. They went into the deep marsh, far, far away, into the Agma. Kiavu Parshi Me'adadi. When they parted ways, they said, Orchin Rechika, it's a far road. Vitzavs and Basima. It was a nice seeing you. Kol Tuv Sela. Very cordial. Goodbye. Right? Now, Amar Abaye looked at this. He says, Iman Disani Li. If it was my Yetzer Hara, I would not have been able to make it. It's like, what? How'd they do this? What? Just by Kol Tuv Sela. They went into nowhere's land. And he was so distressed. Azal Tala Nafshi Biburi Dadashi, sitting by the hinges of the door. Asa Usaba, and says, no, Kol HaGadol Michaveiro Yitzro Gadol Bimeter. Whoever is greater has a bigger Yitzhara. Okay. But what does this mean? Do we really believe this? I mean, I don't want to say the names of Gedolei Olam in this context, but picture them in your heads. Come on. Okay, the Gemara. Come on. Really? Abaye, just think of somebody and multiply them by a billion. Pick your favorite gadol and multiply them by a billion, and maybe that's Abaye. It might be 2 billion. Come on. So I heard, and it's Mamash Mefurish in Rashi, but I heard B'Shem Rav Moshe Shapiro, and it's Mamash Mefurish in Rashi. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say that Abaye would ever fail. Abaye doesn't fail, and that's why he's Abaye. It doesn't say that. Look at what Rashi says. Iman disoni li, im hayasoin I misyached im aisha. If I would have been in yichud with an isha, lo havi matzi luk mi nafshi milachta, I wouldn't have been able to make it out. Abaye never was in yichud with an isha, and he never will be, because you don't go into yichud with an isha. It's true. Kol agadol mechaveru yitzur gadol mimenu, and that's exactly why they'll never find Abaye in yichud. Because the godless of the mensch is to know how to avoid being alone. That's the whole yesod. People seem to be very flexible about what they can do b'seser today. This is the generation that doesn't have to go anywhere. Right? There are more couch potatoes than ever in history. You don't have to do anything. Nothing. You can just stay in front of your phone, and you have everything there. And it's creating double lives. It's creating people who are two-faced, who are not doiber emes bilvavoy. They can go into a base medrash, and then they can be like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, totally a behemoth, an animal, a crazy man. And then they come back, and they're smiling at everybody, and they're going to sudas by the rebbes, and they're part of vadim, and then they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and even their hair gets grayer, and their beards get grayer, and their hair falls off, and they're still a monster. They're still a monster. Do you know why? Because they let themselves be alone. Not because they're bad people, but they trusted themselves too much. They trusted themselves. I don't need a filter. I'm responsible. You're responsible? So then you're not human. I'm not responsible. You're responsible. You're responsible. You're responsible. You're killing yourself if you're responsible. And there's a yesod over here of creating a certain challenge. Am I a two-faced person? If this happens early, you'll save your marriage and you'll save your children. If you confront yourself early. There's somebody who knew how to get people to confront themselves. Listen to this most amazing, famous Rabbeinu Yonah, which is often not quoted with what we can focus on over here. Listen to this. Hillel v'shamay kiblanem. Hillel oimer. Hevei me talmidav shel Aaron. We should be Talmidim of Aaron. What did Aaron do? Oyev Shalom v'Roiv. Roiv Shalom. Oyev is Abrios of Mekarvan L'Torah. It was the first Kiruv program. First one. What did he do? What was his technique? Listen so carefully. Sfasayim Yishak. We should make these lines famous. Famous. Kishahaya, this is Rabbeinu Yonah's Lashon. Kishahaya Aaron margish ba'adam she'yose aveira b'seser. Aaron saw a guy with a frock, with tzitzis, not the tzitzis that are inside, you know, on the outside. Right? Dragging to the floor. Long, long beard. Something's not right. I think he's doing things in private quarters. He was margish that this is an oise aveira b'seser. So he says, I'm going to befriend this guy. He became friends with him. Umara atzmai oyavoy. He became someone who, like a pal. V'achoyte mala libo. Now this choyte had a problem. Ilu haya Aaron yodeya matzbune libi. If Aaron would know I'm a faker, klumaya rotze bechevrasi. He would never want to be my friend. Elashani muchsak bein of kadam kosher. He thinks I'm a good guy. Bal mitzvahs. Achim yeda machshavti arav. He would know that I'm not a dober emes bovavi. Yisrachek mi meni. He distanced himself from me to be mischaber the Rashi Kamoni. And he was choizer b'tshuva. This is the most amazing Kiruv program. Aaron created a conflict behind closed doors. He didn't just create a conflict. He made it that when this person was alone, he said, I'm not alone. Why? Because people believe in me. Aaron HaKohen likes me. So how can I do this? It seems like I'm alone. But how am I going to look him in the face? Aaron knew how to creep into the Seser. How to get there in the room and create Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's Moira Shamayim of Bnei Adam. And it's terrible. How could people not realize this? How could people look at their wives in the face? How could people look at their children in the face? We're not faced with the conflict of being two-faced. Doiver emes bilvavo, being real. We could give advice to our children when we don't do the same thing. A bacher asked me for advice this week. You know what I told him? I said, think about your future children and how embarrassed you're going to be if you do the thing that you want and you're telling them, what, oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, blah, 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 blah. Get out of here, Dad. You don't think he's going to chop? He'll roll his eyes and get out of town. And he's right for doing it. He's right for doing it. You call yourself a role model. And this is happening everywhere. This is happening everywhere. People are going in closed quarters. And the only way to avoid this is set yourself up that it's impossible to be alone. Of course, that doesn't mean you can't have time alone with yourself. But you can't have time alone with things that could destroy everything that you're about. We really are the base medrash. You think we're like these things that we do in private? We're not. But it's so easy and it's so addicting. But a person has to say, I hate this. How am I supposed to become a husband and a father like this? I can't stand the stira. I'm the total hypocrite. And when a person does that, they gain the Yir Shamayim, the Chizuk, to conquer everything. But nobody stops. The only time they stop is when they're found in a newspaper, when they're 50 years old for being a disgusting human being who finds a way of teaching Torah or learning Torah or whatever. They need a newspaper article about themselves. But we should all ask ourselves, would there be juicy material for us in a newspaper article? And it's a question that we have to ask. I have to ask myself, I have the chutzpah to speak to you guys? I have the chutzpah to tell you what to do? Do you know that I told my wife that if she ever has a taina on my shalom bias, I'm done with speaking baravim? Because that's a jerk. To get up here and talk to you if your wife is not happy, not a good situation. And there's so many areas that I have to work on, including shalom bias. But what gets me to do it? How could I do that to you? How could I be two-faced for you? And we have to think that way about everyone in our lives. We have friends, we have family, we have future wives, we have future children, future grandchildren. We have to live to be real. We should also be zeicha to have Yiras Shamayim Amitis. Uh-huh.